You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
After Kohen Gadol is called Urim and Tumim. So Rashi HaKadosh says, what is Urim means? Urim comes from Or, light, and Tumim, that makes complete. As Persian, they use this term, that is Hebrew term, Tam or Tamam. So Tamam and Kamil. So Urim v'Tumim actually was the first computer of the creation that was placed on the chest of the Kohen Gadol. So Midrash brings an interesting thing, that Aharon HaKohen was honored, that the Urim v'Tumim, that anytime that we want to go to war and they had some time of difficulty, so they would ask the Kohen Gadol, and then the stones and the Urim and Tumim will light up. That's just soon we're going to see.
Amen. Yeah.
So then you could tell they should go, they should not go, and what the answer is. So Midrash explains that the reason that Aharon HaKohen was honored to have such a solution, such a relief for Am Yisrael, because when his brother, after 60 years, arrived in Mitzrayim, and actually he replaced him after 60 years, he was happy on his heart for his brother. That's what it says in the Pasuk, V'samach v'libo, and he was very joyous that his younger brother is coming and he's taking his place. So Hashem said, because you were happy for your brother, so now I give you something to make Kol Yisrael happy. You were happy for your brother and you didn't envy him, and you didn't say, what are you doing here? You know, you're coming here to take my place? God, that Hashem give your panasa somewhere else. But he accepted him, you know, with joy. So now there's a question that is brought, how many pieces of clothing Kohen Gadol was wearing?
Eight?
Yes. Oh, very nice. So now, if Kohen Gadol had to wear eight clothing, so now, would it matter that if Aharon would be happy for his brother or not? It's supposed to be eight. So now, does it matter that he was happy for his brother or not? Because here the Midrash says, because he was happy, so the Urim and Tumim was given to him. You understand? You listening? So what difference does it make if he was happy or not?
Give him a lot of energy to his heart.
That piece of clothing is the only one that an open miracle happens on.
Fine, but it had to be part of the eight clothing. So now the Midrash doesn't make sense. The Midrash says because he was happy, so Hashem gave him such an honor to have this Urim and Tumim on his chest.
Because he was happy, he kept extra connection.
Extra connection. Yeah. Chazak Baruch. Very nice. So let's review this story about Elia Kohen. Kohen Gadol, you know the story, the Eliyah and Hannah. As you know, Hannah, Allah Shalom, was waiting to have a child for how many years?
20 years.
Right, 19 and a half years, almost 20 years, she was waiting. So in Shemuel, Hanavi, Sefer Shemuel is brought, that when she went to Beit HaMikdash and she was praying, so Eli, Kohen Gadol, he was misunderstood that she had too much l'chaim. She was drunken. So he says that he told her and he called her drunken lady. No, he accused her as, you know, you're not permitted to be here when you're drinking, you're a drunken lady. So now she said that you actually, you're not aware of what exactly you're saying, because you're not capable to read Urim and Tumim, because Eliyahu Kohen Gadol did ask question through the Urim and Tumim that what exactly her status is, her condition is. So now the letters that is Chaf, Hey, Sin, and the Resh, they light it up. So that's Shikora. Shikora means drunken. So now she said, no, he didn't know how to read it. These letters actually is Ke Sara. The same way that Sara Imenu was barren and she didn't have a child for many years. So actually, from Shemaim, they're telling you that I am like Sara Imenu, that I'm going to have a child later. So the way that Eliyahu Kohen read it, it was on the right way. You follow? Why he was not able to read it in the right way?
Because he made the judgment before he read.
So here we see an interesting thing. So the Midrash says, back to Aaron HaKohen, to read the Urim and Tumim, you have to have a special connection. You have to have a special Ruach HaKodesh to be able to read it correctly. So now, obviously, Aaron HaKohen was part of his clothing that he had to wear. He had to wear 8 pieces of clothing. But what he was honored with, plus the 8 pieces of clothing that Hashem gave him a special Ruach HaKodesh to be able to read the Urim and Tumim in a way that would not make a mistake. Why? Because he was happy for his brother when he replaced him. So now here the Midrash is teaching us that many times that we need to make a new plan, new decision. So now there's a remedy that it would help you that to make a right decision. And what is it? You can guess? Chazak Baruch. And the remedy is that as long as you're happy for your fellow Jew, for whatever that he gets, even that he gets whatever that you wanted to get, and you're happy for him, so now, just like Aharon that was happy for Moshe, and then he was given the right Ruach HaKodesh to be able to read it. So here the Midrash is teaching us, as long as you're happy for whatever the share of your fellow Jew is, then from Shomayim they would help you to make a right decision. It's not easy. Because whatever that we feel that other people have, actually there was a mistake is done. It was supposed to come to me. So they made a mistake. To be happy for something that another Jew gained is a very, very difficult thing. It's very hard. Either is belonging, either his kabod, either whatever that, you know, he was honored to have, all the brachot, we feel, you know, it should have come to me. But here he said, just imagine after 60 years, somebody comes and replaces you. It's not an easy thing. Now, Aaron was the leader of Am Yisrael at that time. And all of a sudden, Moshe comes and takes over. But here we see what the benefit that Aharon HaKohen gained. That by Urim and Tumim was placed in his chest, He was able to be the solution for Kol Am Yisrael. It's very, very, very powerful remedy. Hashem Yizakenu to be able to have Urim Utumim after making the right decision.
Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.